What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 44 of Escaping the Doldrums podcast.
Yes, yes. This is the integrated podcast alongside with the Finished Works brand podcast, Milk versus Solid Food. Shout out to Carrie. Shout out to Courtney who couldn't be here. But me and Nick and I, I should say.
Yes.
We're going to hold it down.
So I don't do shout outs very well. And I don't very often.
It's all right. We do shout outs all the time just for the heck of it.
But I will shout out my lovely girlfriend.
I got to.
Who has been squirreled away upstairs for like 3 hours. We're going to start this podcast right away, but that didn't happen.
It's all good. It's all good. Shout out to the my wife, since we're doing shout outs, who's not squirreled away, but yeah, shout out to my wife. You know, she's freaking amazing and always, you know, supportive. So
yes, thank you to our significant others for understanding our podcast.
Absolutely.
Absurdities.
Absolutely, man. How you doing, Nick? How was your holiday, since we're on Monday after Thanksgiving?
It was surprisingly well. My parents came over.
Surprisingly?
Here. Well, just because I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know if they were coming over. So my parents, my brother came over here and his wife. And it was pretty simple. It was her mom and her
Simplicity
kids.
Simplicity is best, right?
Yeah. And it turned out well. Went to bed later than I wanted or needed.
Yeah, that happens.
I went to bed when I wanted, just not when I needed to.
Okay.
Let's well clear put. That up.
And well you? Said. Good. I'm going to tie my Thanksgiving into the whole weekend, though.
Okay.
Thanksgiving Day is with my in-laws, who are phenomenal. Great, great, great in-laws. Like, you're just great. So I was over there, good food. And then my wife and daughter and I, we went to Lansing, Michigan, surprised some family that didn't know I was coming up on my side. And day after Thanksgiving, so a lot of people, like my grandmother went home and some other people I didn't get to see. But like all of the cousins around my age were all there. Family from Georgia was there. We had a good time. And I learned that I am getting old. I can't hang, man. I cannot hang. I'm talking about we stayed up late. I don't even remember. It was just in the morning. I'm talking about we were just everyone dancing, reminiscing on certain songs and remember this. And you know, just it was just good. But I stayed up so late, and everyone did. We were slow motion that next day.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so slow. Like we were just sluggish and just out of it. I'm still out of it. So.
Oh yeah, and with mandatory overtime this weekend for me. Ugh.
I don't have mandatory overtime, but
yeah,
trying to get back into the swing of things, I'm struggling. And then I got today, I was only at work for an hour because my daughter, she's sick, so she was throwing up at daycare, so I had to go pick her up and you know, called off, go pick her up. My wife couldn't get off, so you know, I had more flexibility this time to get her. So yeah, man, I get it. I'm out of it.
Yeah.
I am out of it.
And yeah, I'm not used to podcasting at almost 8:30 in the evening.
Oh, you know what? So. Courtney and I, we do that, and it is tough because you know, and we're up 6 a.m. all the way, and we do our podcast at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
So you know, we're a little foggy, you know, in the mind, and it's hard to. It's hard to be detailed on topics, especially certain topics. You know, we've gotten to the point where we've recorded stuff and never put it out because it's like, we
were off the game.
We're off, and this topic is too important.
Yeah.
Yep. So, but
I feel that because we used to record at about 3 o'clock, then we moved it to 11, and I'm like more on point. I feel
at 11.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, because I would be up by, you know, 8 or 9 or whatever on a Sunday, anticipating the show so much that when it came, I'm just like, ugh, I'm so exhausted.
We don't have any way around it.
No, absolutely.
And then he's a mailman, but he works on Saturday. He's all Friday, works Saturday.
My condolences Sunday. To your weekend.
Yeah. And then me, you know, I work Monday through Friday, sometimes Saturday mornings, but so it's just hard. So we're doing what we can. So anyone that listens to our podcast, have some mercy and grace on us. That's what the podcast is about, mercy and grace. But But yeah, we're trying to get this thing together, and we're trying to put out the best content available. So, yeah.
So I will admit, this weekend I downloaded or bought and subsequently downloaded most of them, a whole crap load of audiobooks from Audible. Nice. They had this huge sale where most books are $5 or $6. I mean, I'm talking
are the Audibles like worth it? Like, do they really, you really take in stuff? Like, you,
I'm talking like almost 40 books.
Oh, snap.
It was a really good deal for a lot of those books. And I went crazy. I was like, this has 5 stars, whatever.
Yeah.
This has almost 5 stars. So I went stir crazy with the Audible. But yes, I would say.
I hear they are. I'm a casual to the audiobooks, though.
I need more found time. Mm-hmm. And with it being winter again, because I was wearing the hat, I need to get me some AirPods for myself.
Oh, yeah.
Put this hat on underneath. I mean, over it. Put
that way,
oh man,
the job you can got it.
Because the lovely girlfriend I mentioned earlier,
yeah,
she has AirPods, and I've been borrowing them. Mm. And you just flip them upside down, nobody knows anything.
Really?
Yeah, knocking out the audiobooks.
Oh wow!
So it is phenomenal. Anyone out there who did the hat trick? Guess what? AirPods work even better.
Wow.
The limitation is,
pardon me,
when you lift it, like, because you can lift the speaker away from your head, because it's kind of like, you know, a headphone speaker inside of the hat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit more obvious.
Yeah.
Because it bulges out a little bit, but you can move it away with the hat. Not so much. So when, your boss comes up to talk to you, you got to find a way to, because it's like having basically an earplug in your ear,
mm-hmm.
made out of plastic. So that is a limitation, but I can hear everything crisp and clear. That's
almost lovely. Like the I was watching The Simpsons a while ago, and I think Bart was in the back of the classroom sleep, but he had on those glasses with the eyeballs in it that made it look like he was awoke.
Yeah.
That's what that reminds me of, in a sense. But you
sneaky,
know,
yeah, when you work at a place that doesn't allow that.
Yeah. You know what?
Sneaky.
That is funny. That is funny. The finesse. Yeah, you're finessing your job. But I get it, though. You're eager for that knowledge. You're eager for,
yeah,
you know what I mean, to learn. So
I need it, because all I do, my job, your former job, was to do circles in a warehouse.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to explain your job to a kid's, like, which I think you should. You should be able to make it so simple that a child can understand it. I do circles in a warehouse, yeah, and move boxes. That's it. You don't have to explain, you know, programs and the technicalities, but that's what I do. That's what my job is. And sometimes you get kind of bored.
For sure.
So, and
that's good.
I find that people stop talk a lot, and I don't want to talk if I have something that I want to hear in my mm-hmm. head, like the voices I want in my head. Like, I don't need to mess around at work, because the work, my body's on autopilot. My mind's getting like refreshed and dumped and feel pretty darn good. And I was
That just kind of convicted me a little bit. So one, you know, keeping it simple, because sometimes when there's too many words, the meaning gets lost. So you keeping things simple about explaining your job, that hit me. And then two, you know, you're saying like, one, I'm on, your body's on autopilot. I'm doing this subconsciously, but I want something to think about while I'm doing it. Because if not, who knows? You're going to be filled with your self-doubts. You're going to be filled with just all fleshly things. You're going to be filled with stuff that scare you. And that's not what you want to meditate on for 8.
Are you just going to find yourself procrastinating and looking bad at work?
Sure.
Let's break it down and be realistic.
Yes.
At the biggest, like, the biggest problem is just looking like a slacker.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you got to be engaged. You need other people. Like,
very true.
We're all searching for relationships. So if I can put voices in my head, like the good voices,
yeah,
why not? I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And you know what, though? Like, on our podcast, that's what, you know, the basis of what Courtney and I speak about. You know, we read the Bible, and there's other stuff that help us be, you know, help us be the best versions of ourselves, you know, who God wants us to be. Like, we try to meditate on that. I can tell when I am not attached to that stuff, because the I start getting scared, anxiety is growing. Yeah, and I think I'm naturally a nervous, anxious person, just being honest. But like, when I'm around, like, this is for me, this is like fellowship, what you and I are doing. So
absolutely,
you know, good communion, feeding off of you and vice versa, and that helps me grow. And you know, I can tell, man, if you're not feeding yourself, you know, the right, we can say food, if you're not feeding the right stuff, man, you'll be sluggish, you'll be lethargic, and you know, I hate that feeling. And
you start getting into like conversations with the people, because like the leeches come up to you and start like, oh man, I really hate work.
Let's
complain, let's share complaints.
Yeah.
And you know, those voices start to drag you down with them, even if you don't want them to. So
that's good. Yeah.
Put nothing but good stuff in my noggin.
You have to.
So I didn't have the AirPods today, but I did kind of pop in the these, you know, just because there's certain jobs and work profiles that allow more time in one spot. So I kind of popped them in, and an excellent book I listened to, The Tao of Pooh, which is
The Tao of Pooh.
Yes.
Okay.
It's explaining Taoist philosophies through Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, Pooh. Okay.
Yes. It was like, I'm still running on that high. It was good. It was really short. I listened to the whole thing today.
How many pages?
Oh,
it's audiobook. Audio, so yeah. Never mind.
I don't know if there's pictures to help kind of convey the message, but
explain it though a little bit, because that title is pretty deep.
It is. Yeah. It's difficult. It's
like deep. Like, at first I thought you were talking about Pooh, like poop. I was like, but now I'm curious, because you're talking about Winnie the Pooh.
No, it was kind of, the first analogy is a painting. The first thing they talk about, because it's this guy talking to Winnie the Pooh about Taoist philosophy. And he talks about a painting of the vinegar tasters or something. I'm going to butcher it because I listened to it in one single day. So it's a lot to consume. But talking about Confucius, Buddha, and the Taoist guy, which I totally forget his name. Like, Confucius was sour. Buddha had a bitter face on his look. And the Taoist guy was smiling because he thought it was sweet. Because it was kind of like reminding me, what I got out of it for today was to kind of let things be as they are. Kind of be who you are. And don't chase the universe. The universe will come to you if you're true to yourself. That was my main get from it. And I need to listen to it a couple more times. Like I said, because I'm trying to work in the aisles or whatever. And it kind of, you know, the work and the radio of people talking kind of distract me. But that was the overarching gist of it, was that's explaining Taoism through Winnie the Pooh, like different stories, kind of like, you know, Winnie the Pooh's kind of an idiot sometimes or whatever, but it's to be more childlike. But childlike and open and happy and finding your bliss. Kind of that's the message I kind of got from it. So it was really touching.
So I read in, you know, in scripture, man, in the gospel, Christ talks about you know, having childlike faith. And childlike faith is, you know, gateway to the kingdom. And I was just thinking about that actually in the car before I got here.
That's crazy.
About
yeah.
And having a, you know, this conversation with God about just being like childlike. And, you know, when you're childish, you know, that's interpreted as a little immature. But yeah. I think we can also be too adult-ish, too adult-like.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? And, you know, and what Christ is saying, man, for me, and this is where I went with it, like, have moments like this for me. If this was like a year ago, 2 years ago, I don't know if I would be here, because I was so into adulthood and I just, you know, paying bills that I forgot to be a child of God and not the adult of God. And, and, you know, and like, you know, God wants us to have these things that he's implanted.
That was an awesome way of saying that, by the way. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Child of God instead of an adult of God.
Well, that's what I was. I'm like, I'm paying these bills and you know what I mean? And I'm trying to get out of the debt. And like, I forgot about the imagination. This is why, shout out to Courtney. I lean on Courtney so much because Courtney imagination is, you heard on the phone earlier.
I was going to say, yes, I caught a glimpse of the tip of the iceberg and it was inspiring.
It is inspiring.
Inducing.
It's like, dang, you can do that? You know what I mean? Like, but that's my mind. But when I listen to him, I'm like, I get hope. Mm-hmm. And when I think of my little daughter, who's three, she feels like she can do anything. That's childlike faith. She feels she might, yeah, an adult might say she's naive or optimistic. I say you're too adult to even see this.
You've been conditioned the wrong way.
You've been conditioned the wrong way.
She has a perfect mindset.
Exactly.
You, from time and from disappointment, have had the wrong mindset put inside of you.
Exactly. You tell my daughter, no, she moves on to the next thing. You know what I'm saying?
No kids can be very persistent.
Oh, yeah. Or that, too. Or she's like, oh, she'll hear me. But later on, she'll try to do the thing I say no to. Because yeah. I'm like, no, I want to protect her. But at the same time, that's what you just say. I got it out of that. I got that from the gospel. Childlike faith, man, is it. So that's been my big thing lately. Like, I have to remember that. Courtney and I, we had a podcast on that, man. Mm-hmm. And it was the cover of Doug Funny, my favorite cartoon. And Doug Funny, I don't know if anyone would remember, but from the 90s, used to come on Nickelodeon, phenomenal cartoon. You and I spoke about like diversity, but Doug mm-hmm. is the first cartoon I seen. Doug was white, his friend was green, his other friend was like orange. Like mm-hmm. that's what that show was about. Doug mm-hmm. always imagined to be something, whether it's a spy, a hero, a basketball player. His mind was just, he thought he can do anything. He was naturally a nervous guy. You know what I mean? But when he was by himself, he would just have these dreams and these, you know, goals per se. Mm-hmm. And like, man, can I do it? Yeah, I can. You know, and for me, that's, now I don't want to say I can fly and jump off a building. I want to be, mm-hmm. you know, a little more realistic. But like, I need to remember that God gave me goals. But
there is base jumping. There's like squirrel
there you
suits.
Go. There you like, go. There you go.
You may not sprout wings and be able to fly. Yeah, for but you sure. know what? There's something out there. If that's one of your goals, that's to fly off a building.
For sure.
There's a will, there's a way.
For sure. Good stuff, my man. For sure. So, yeah. I get it. Have you ever felt like out of the groove? You know what I mean? Like, you kind of get in a groove. Let's say podcasting. You do it every mm-hmm. week or twice a week or whatever it may be. And then, like, I don't know. You might hit, like, a little funk. Like, I know I should do it, but I don't.
Yes.
How do you avoid that?
Ooh. We were kind of talking about this. Sometimes I change the day we podcast on.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Navy SEAL, a former Navy SEAL named Jocko Willink. His advice would be just do it. And I really want to romanticize that and say I would say that every time. But sometimes you... It depends what the feeling is, but sometimes you gotta, to me, this stage in my life, maybe
just do it.
Either do it, or if you can't do it now, don't delay. Like, do it soon. Because it was a Sunday that we were supposed to podcast, and got a text, you know, hey, can we do this tomorrow? And I just didn't feel like it. And I was glad. Like, it was something. I realized what it was later. And maybe it was mm-hmm. a subconscious thing, but I just wasn't feeling, I didn't do anything. So maybe there's days you push yourself and there's days you just let it go and know that next time you got it.
Yeah.
So that's how I see it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to work myself into more discipline mm-hmm. and being consistent and no excuses. Because I really want that to be me and just... The show, like, not cold-hearted, but the show must go on type thing.
Yeah.
Like, I guess literally more than figuratively. But I could have done something else, but I just wasn't. I was in a funk and just kind of let myself have that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that answers your question. It's not a good answer. No, because I want it to be, I don't have a system for that. I think.
Sorry, this is a conversation.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not a good answer.
But I need to.
Or all the time. It's like.
Not discredit what I just said, but to put a disclaimer in there that it's like, there's somewhere I want to be and someone I want to be.
Yeah.
But this is what I did this last time. So hopefully it makes me seem more human and not like, well, Josh, you just got to push yourself through it and, you know, for never sure. give yourself a time off or whatever. And that's kind of, yeah, that's a really good segue into, I want to talk about self-limiting beliefs.
Yeah.
Is there any that you're cognizant of right now?
Like, oh, yeah, of course.
Because I can go first if it makes you feel better.
No, I don't mind. Okay. You can go first. First. Yeah.
Just because I've fallen really short on diet, on even sending emails, like business emails I know I need to send to people. I haven't been doing that. And I think discipline begots discipline. And if you're strong in one area, it's an upward spiral. But if you kind of let it slip a little bit on this, I think I was saying this earlier, like one cookie turns to three cookies, turns to half a cake that you hope no one watched you eat. So it's a downward spiral. So hopefully I'm getting back to the upward spiral part of it. And so, yeah, it's just I've let things slip that I shouldn't and that I was really good at and I know I can be good at. I haven't ran in a long time because I think I was getting cold-induced asthma, but that's just an excuse. I could put a scarf on my face and call it the end.
Got it.
I haven't been eating well because I don't have any pressure to do anything because I had a biometric test and I was on point with my diet. I dropped like almost 30 pounds in 6 weeks, which may not be healthy. I think it's not healthy for your mind. I think your mind holds you back on that and it's completely okay to lose 30 pounds. Because I've watched videos where it's like, oh, you shouldn't lose more than 10% at a time, then let it sit for...
Forget that.
Which, let it sit for 3 months or 6 months and get used to that.
It's not like you was like sticking your finger down your throat. And
I was eating on
I know you were. I remember. Point. Yeah.
So I've slipped from that. So maybe some of my self-limiting beliefs are... Because my dad struggled with weight loss and weight gain forever. So maybe in my head, you know, it's like... And I was super fat as a kid, so it's like,
really?
I'm fat. It's hard to lose weight. I don't have good discipline. I eat all the wrong foods. As soon as I eat one wrong food, it's all over. You know, I might as well splurge the rest of the day instead of just looking at it as like a batting average. I'm not big into sports, so hopefully this is a good analogy.
No, this is all laughing. I'm like, oh, here we go.
Well, hopefully it's like a batting average. Like, yeah, you miss, but you've hit more than you miss.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. You're good. You're
or
good.
Did I explain it too far
you're
and
good.
Make it
no,
wrong?
No, you're good. You're good. I get you. Hopefully the audience gets you. It's all right. Keep going. I like confessional, so yeah. That's my favorite thing. I like the transparency.
Those are the big ones. And like I said, hopefully discipline begots discipline.
Yeah.
So the physical, kind of like from the episode with Barry, I'm referencing that a lot because it's a reminder of what I know I need to do. So kind of, because he talks about mind, body, craft, and spirit, I should kind of have something to start dialing all of those in.
For sure.
And which I have been waking up, and I'll do like a 3-minute meditation. Then I have this app on my phone called like the Oak app, which does guided meditations, breathing exercises. And I think there's another tab that I haven't hit yet.
So I've used Headspace.
Oh, okay. I had that downloaded, but I hadn't used it yet.
Yeah.
So I have been doing more spirit and mind, and I downloaded like 40 audiobooks. So I plan on using AirPods and my Bluetooth hat and whatever things to kind of work on mind and spirit. But those are what's really bugging me. There's probably a whole lot more self-limiting beliefs that I have.
Sorry. Yeah.
That are really, really distracting me. And money's a big one. I am because I bring up hustling so much because I'm fascinated by it. I'm envious of it because I asked you about, you know, not illegal type things.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But I've never mowed a lawn for money. I've never done, well, my grandma, but that's not, that's not, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
Like, you know, going door to door, that's never been my thing and I've never done it. And I know I need to find a hustle that I can do. And maybe it's a back to the kind of like the weight loss thing. My dad struggled with money too. And, or he was just cheap and afraid to lose money because he lost his job and dwindled his savings down to nothing.
Wow. Yeah.
And he worked two jobs and money's always been an issue. And, you know, you can't have nice things because money, this, money, that, money. And maybe I have self-limiting beliefs about making money. Like, it shouldn't be easy.
And you have anxiety about it?
Well, with a car payment now, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll find out in later episodes, Josh. But not so much anxiety. It's just deserving money. And, you know, money's evil, like, in my head.
Really?
Because... yeah, because, you know, the stuff with my dad or whatever, but maybe I have daddy issues. What's wrong with me, Josh? Being into punk rock for a really, really long time, there is a lot of anti-establishment and anti-capitalism and stuff like that, and money is really deemed to be an evil thing, and I still think that, but I flipped the switch a little bit to seeing a lot of things like a tool, because you can cut a loaf of bread for a homeless person and give it to him, or you can stab him with it. Like, for it's sure. A tool, like a knife is just
absolutely,
like, I hope that wasn't a bad analogy.
No, I get it.
I'm tools
with, yeah
you can chop a tree to keep someone warm, or you can chop the person up. All that,
the first one was it.
I've been watching a lot of American Horror Story, so I'm really sorry. Gosh,
goodness.
Axe murderers. And,
my goodness.
I'm sorry.
No.
But still,
no,
you get the gist of what I'm saying.
I definitely do. Yeah.
Money should be like
that. What you're saying
that.
Is if you kill a person, no, I'm joking. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hide the body really well. No.
Yeah, that's why I add a little comic relief. You're good.
But yeah, just... It's a bad thing, and that you're an evil person and you want to destroy the world.
Wow. I didn't know that's what, I guess that world of punk rock that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And that.
Well, I guess people say that. And that is a saying, though.
Money's a struggle, and that you shouldn't have much of it because it'll only make you an evil capitalist who tries to take over the world and dump pollutants into the river and into the
Oh, snap.
Sky.
Yeah. I went a little deep with that. Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's.
Yeah.
That's probably 90% of punk rock, and
you know,
even into different metal genres, are really political and anti-establishment, which has its place. But I think money, I need to adapt the mindset of it's a tool, and that you can do good with it or you can do bad with it. It's just who you are and the filter you see life through.
Yeah. Well, I think the love of money becomes evil.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That love can do a lot of stuff. That love of money has killed a lot of people in neighborhoods that I've been in and lived in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, it can be a great tool. Mm-hmm. You and I had a conversation off air. This air? I keep saying air like we're on the radio. You know what I mean? Off the podcast.
It's well-warranted use of that. Yes.
There we go. Or off stream, whatever you want to call it. But... yeah, so we had a conversation off this podcast, and you know, you said people evolve, and we won't go into the content, but like, you're right. I think continue to evolve that thinking that money is not evil at all. Mm-hmm.
Start, elevate your status.
Heck yeah, and you also said something about like your circumstances are, you know, changing. So. Mm-hmm. Let your mind change with that. Like, look at the stuff that you have done with money. Build a podcast, build a platform for people to come on and help others.
Yeah.
That's huge.
I just got the goosebumps from that because,
that's huge. That's freaking huge. Like, And I've known you for almost 10 years. That's, in my mind, mm-hmm. that's incredible. Like, whoa. Like,
wow, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a long time. So, and I knew that punk rock with the long hair kid, Nick Lay. Well, you're older than me, so I can't. But you know what I mean?
Fair enough, yeah, yeah.
I remember that. So me seeing this evolution, I'm saying keep growing, mm-hmm. keep having childlike faith as we go back to the beginning of this conversation.
Yeah.
Because this is what this is. That Nick Lay that I met, you know, 8 years ago, 9 years ago, whatever it was, like.
Yeah, it was seven going, probably on eight or
it's so. It's crazy. You know, that guy, like, you know, I've seen you change and I've seen you open up way more because mm-hmm. I used to be like, man, this guy, I don't know. I don't know. But like, here you are now, man. You seem like you're in a better space from, remember, there's been a large gap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Between us two, you know, our friendship, and we went a while and not seeing each other. But like, so for me to see you then at my old job to now, that's good evolution. So I thank God for that. Money has been a great tool for you. I'm looking at you now, and you're teaching me about stuff that you're nervous about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you're phenomenal. This, what we're talking about is phenomenal. I'm sure there's people out that listen to this that, you know, feel the same way. Like you, I think those fleshly feelings are natural. It's up to us as people.
Mm-hmm. You have the fear, yeah. And you have the love that can overcome it.
And, you know, and it goes back to like, okay, what are we listening to? You know what I mean? For me, I'm going to, I always attach myself to that Bible because that helps me overcome my fears and anxieties.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a very anxious, and I have a lot of anxiety, a lot, you know what I mean? Stuff that I'm figuring out with anxiety. I'm figuring out that I have anxiety over, but like, you know, when you got your earbuds on at work, you know, what are you listening to? That stuff goes into play. What are you, because if not, then you're probably never hooked up a microphone in a laptop.
And yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I said this on here before, just told you, if it weren't for, the hat when I first started.
The hat,
dude. It was Joe Rogan and Dan Carlin.
Shout out to Joe Rogan.
You can start a podcast. He kept saying that in that episode. And it's like the universe was just pounding me in the head. It's like, then I finally got it through my dense skull. Like, oh, I could start a podcast. Like, I want to.
I never thought you could start a podcast.
Because.
And that's incredible.
Like, I have a little bit of experience in music production.
You do?
So guess what? It's just voices.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be great or stellar or whatever. Like, fine. I got that down. And I've always wanted a voice. I want to put content out. I wanted to do like a YouTube, not star, but like a YouTube channel that counted. But I was afraid of the process. And I knew that you had to make a lot of bad videos. And I didn't want to put myself out there like that.
Do you feel like that about the podcast? You have to make like a, could make a bunch of bad, I guess, podcasts?
Yes, I feel like it's
to get good, I guess.
Yes, because listening to a podcast seems more casual. It's like the text versus an email.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel, because let me see if I'm explaining this right. You like the whole found time phenomena of like listening to podcasts in your car at work and stuff like that. It's more casual. You can walk around and listen to a podcast, whereas you have to dedicate yourself to a screen to watch a YouTube video.
Mm.
And I didn't want to waste people's time.
That's a detail. I didn't even look at it like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So I want to make videos that count.
I lied. Keep going though. Then I'll explain why I lied. I didn't mean to lie though.
Okay. But yeah, I want to make content that can be casually listened to and not waste someone's time and find my voice to make something that's really impactful. So I think a podcast is just kind of like, hey, you know, you listen to it and it sucks, whatever. Just like a YouTube video, but it's more like, it feels more anger based. Like, man, I just wasted my time watching this dumb video.
Uh-huh.
Like, even if I skip through it to find the answer, it still kind of sucked because I had to watch it. I have to sit down or, you know, stare at my screen instead of just popping earbuds in and taking a walk around the block. it's not as easy.
You had to stay stationary too to watch it.
Exactly. So like I kind of
on a laptop or something, you know.
Exactly. So I kind of
With the podcast, I can just put the earbuds on and jog or
So that's kind of my take from it. Okay. And I was like, whoa, you can start a podcast and I can work on the things that are important to me talking about them. And it looks cool. I know it just looks cool. But when you have, 100, 200 podcasts underneath your belt, so to speak, people open that and like, oh, wow, I've been sleeping on this. But you've been building your voice for 200 podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So it may not be, the first one may not be good and they may not listen to your first episode, but you have this huge catalog, like this backlog of just content to kind of.
So that for the consumer, that kind of.
One, show the journey, and two, you kind of show that you're serious about it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like your proof. Like,
and then the consumers, like now it's almost like they, if they like something, they, and they see, there was like 100 podcasts before they've seen the podcast they're watching now. Mm-hmm. They feel like they missed out, especially when they're engaged. That's engagement.
Mm-hmm.
When they're engaged, and I was saying I lied because I did think about that. So like the video that you and I and Courtney did with the coffee and our mm-hmm. brand making the shirts, I'm always cognizant of that. I don't like going over a minute because of that.
Mm. Yeah, that's another thing.
I don't want to go over a minute.
I don't want to do ads.
Yeah.
Until, I don't know. I don't. Until I think it's worth it. Like a lot of people want to hear it. I didn't want to do ads on YouTube videos because it's like, maybe I could have tried to monetize it, but it's like no one's gonna watch this crap.
Nah, don't do it yet. No, hold out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I learned that. Shout out to another podcast, but hold out.
If it's not short in duration, that's a perfect tactic. Make it consumable and like easily accessible.
Yeah.
Because it's,
a lot of people are getting like caught up into that, like monetizing, thinking they're gonna get dollars from that. And sometimes I've seen it where it was too early for that brand. Like, no, mm-hmm. you guys are still growing. Don't give in. Yeah, like hold on. Like, and I got this from Joe.
Button.
Say no sometimes. Mm-hmm. He said, I've gotten to the place where I'm at now because I've said no before.
Mm-hmm.
Don't always go for that first bite.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And the old saying, the old proverb, haste makes waste. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm always cognizant of too. Like
a lot of the principles we're talking about were in that Pooh book,
mm-hmm.
P-O-O-H. For those just joining us on air, stuff like that. It is really, because that's fresh in my mind, and I'm like, man, that was the perfect book, and I need to listen to it again because it's only like 3.5 hours.
You should check out Proverbs.
Yeah,
it's just, it's short. I guess like my mind, that's what I, mm-hmm. King Solomon, who wrote a ton of Proverbs, like it's just a ways of life, ways to live,
mm-hmm.
and. Because that, it's just in the short. It's like, oh.
Easily digestible.
I get to, it's like eating a vitamin. Like, I need this. You know what I mean? Like, it's doing stuff in my system that I don't really know is doing, but it's doing.
It's like the 1 minute video of the Bible. Instead of dedicating yourself to like this huge chapter and huge verses.
And sometimes that's needed. You need a deep dive. But the Proverbs and Psalms is, it's always on point, and you're always living, and those are ways of life.
Which is perfect. Yeah, it's like the Gary V clip. Now I need to like take over the world. Thanks, Gary V.
That's cool.
I'm sorry, I told you.
No, you're good. I did forget my train of thought, but you're fine. I think those, I guess, I don't want to say anxieties because you said you don't think they're anxieties, but those feelings, you know, that make you fearful or that are caused because of like not being disciplined. I think that's normal. I think it's normal to have the feelings. It's the answer and how you combat that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's important. And I'm in a slump too. Like, you know what I mean? I was losing weight and now I'm like at a little standstill because I just, I just out of whack, and Thanksgiving really put me boy, don't even ask me about that. I ate like crazy. But you know, we get another day full of mercies and graces. So we take those and we make the best decisions we can throughout the day. So mm-hmm. go jog for 10 minutes or walk or whatever you want to do. Go listen to a podcast or audio book mm-hmm. at the same time while you're jogging, and you know, make that. And yeah, I don't know. Just do it, man. I jogged for the first time last Wednesday or Thursday. I told you I was jogging. I even jogged on Thanksgiving.
Nice.
Yeah, like before. And I felt great. Mm-hmm. I felt great. I jogged around the park. And it was great. I wanted to jog again. I even got on like my compression pants under my jeans right now. Because uh-huh. I planned on going to jog. But it's pitch black out. And I don't play them games because people are getting abducted and stuff like that. But yeah. Certain areas, man. And you know my wife.
I'm duly noted.
Yeah. But no, man, dude, fight your flesh. Your flesh is going to tell you you can't do this because of your circumstances or where you came from mm-hmm. or because you used to be in a punk rock band. But listen to the Spirit. Listen to God. Listen. Go do what is implanted in your mind with that childlike faith personality of yours. And go make it happen, man.
I think that's important because, yeah, I lost that.
You can do it.
Working where you were at and where I'm at.
I get it.
Like, so much fear set in because I didn't have a job for 2 years after, like, the 2008 stuff. Like,
man, you went through that too?
Which sounds so weird, yeah.
No, I went through that. I was unemployed for 2 years. So keep going.
So, yeah, it was
I get it.
Super
I'm with you.
Fear-based.
Yeah, yeah.
And I need to get the childlike faith,
yeah.
the spontaneity of it,
yeah,
and just go.
Yeah.
Like, it makes me feel fear and sick saying those words.
Yeah.
But it's something that I had, and, you know, I'm still alive. Something I had for a long time. I was like, man, I never want a full-time job because I don't want to be like my dad. I don't want to, you know, be burdened and hateful and sore and like, oh, you know, I have to stand for X amount of hours and now I feel like crap and I just want to watch TV. And I don't know if I'm quite there, but I see some of that, like the fear, like staying where you don't belong for too long is kind of setting on me. But I don't know where to go. Like, I haven't figured that out. And I don't know if that's kind of what you wanted to hear.
No, it's, dude, I don't know what I wanted to hear. I ask and I try to respond in the best way.
The childlike faith. That I think that's the response to that is.
But I get fear. It. I get the origin of that now. Mm-hmm. And I also went through that time in 2008
it feels like such a bad excuse because. Thinking about it now, it's like maybe I could have done something. I could have hustled better. I could have.
No. Because you got to remember, though, everybody got hit. That recession was crazy. Mm-hmm. And we're young. You know, we hear about the, you know, back in the day when stuff happened and, mm-hmm. you know, droughts and all that stuff from, you know, times before. But
yeah, there was like
when you go through
recessions
it,
in like, I think the 70s and maybe early 80s or something.
Yep.
Late, whatever it was. Yes.
Everyone got hit. And I think cool thing about this podcast, you know, we hope someone hears this because a lot of people went through what you and I didn't know. Yeah, it's Courtney. Like, dude, I would have like $4 in my pocket, and I would drive down the street, not having a meal, and I would see like steak and fries at a strip club. I don't even rock with a strip club, but like, so I get that. I'm still scarred from that though, because I hate strip clubs. But that's a whole nother discussion for another time.
Sorry, everyone, about the furnace that just turned on. You'll hear in the background.
And sorry about the burping, and I got a little cold. So
no,
and a sniffing. But
it's reality podcasting. No production.
That's what we say too. Hey, it's real out here. But and I say we on the Finish First brand, Milk First Solid Food, dude. You know, I had to jump someone's car on the podcast one time while that was going on. True story. One of my worst podcasts. But anyway, but we did upload it. And it was like, whatever.
Yeah. It was one of the earlier ones.
Yeah.
Because I'm sorry. I've gotten behind on that's the Phoenix Brooks brand. I apologize.
It's all right. It's all right. We're here. We got reports. Okay. But, dude, man, let the past be the past and use it on a platform like this.
As a learning tool.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm trying to do is diversify my, what I can do, my talents. So like producing podcasts maybe can lead into something else. And, I'm a warehouse worker, whatever. Got that under my belt. And I'm trying to explore more craft that I can kind of not master, but be above average. And maybe that'll set me up for maybe not as big of a hit next time.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, that it's an ebb and flow. That's just how economies work and whatnot. So next time there's a recession and I have to get laid off, I'll have tools to kind of go somewhere else. So I'm kind of realizing that now. It's like it started off being a full-time person because, you know, I just went temp job, and or at least stayed because I worked at another place for about 6 years off and on. That's the thing. I never wanted the commitment of like a full-time job. And I was good with it. I was happy with that. And then after that, I was like, nope, I need something stable because I am scared to death of not having anything, like any money coming in, instead of being faith and like being faithful in your, you know, childlike faith. I said that really weird.
I'm with you. There's 9 at night or something like that. Or 9-ish or probably.
So I'm looking into not being so naive, but still having childlike faith. And working on different skills and crafts. And that's why, I'm obsessed with hustling, because if I can get that will to hustle, that skill of like just talking to people, next time I have something. And you know, you can apply principles to anything.
I was like that. I think like faith in Christ like helped me out, calm down a lot. Living kind of like fearful and subconsciously in the back of my mind was taking this hole where I was, you know, I was going into a dark depression. Mm-hmm. For me, like finding hope in Christ, knowing that no matter what, I'm gonna be fine. Because even though I went through that 2008 to 2010 jobless time, I still made it.
Yeah.
So I know He'll take care of me, and I've told you off air, I've told you about my job where I don't know how I should not be.
Yeah.
Like if I'm looking at resumes and degrees,
I need more of that in my life. I shouldn't be here, but whatever. I'm glad I am.
I am. Well, that's prayer, man. That's linking to Christ, man. Like to me, I give it up. So I'm not even worried no more. And in the back of my mind, I'm gonna be honest, I'm always thinking like it's gonna come a time where I'm not here. I'm not gonna say where I'm working at, but I'm not at that job because of the circumstances. I think I'm here for this season. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong, and who knows? This season could be another 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Or it could be 10 days.
Yeah.
But I know while I'm here, I got it. Whatever chance and opportunity I have to try my best, like I said earlier, like make the right decisions and kill it. Yes, I'm scared. Yes, I'm nervous. But that's, for me, another believer, that's my fortress of hope. That's my anchor of hope. He's a strong one. If I pay attention to what I'm doing and I focus on myself, man, I get scared every freaking time. For when I look at him being my Lord and Savior, I can get through stuff that I never thought I could. Even me getting married.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I never thought I'd get married, but never. So for me, that helps. And Nick, you're going to be all good. And me and Courtney going to get you. we'll make sure you're good. You're going to be great, my man. You're going to be great. We're praying for you. We love you, dude.
Like me and Courtney. I just need to believe it. That's the thing. Like,
yeah.
Because you can hear a message and think it's...
Well, it comes from the communion. like stuff. You probably, I need to tell you more. So here I am, been here before. I need to tell you how I feel more, but you have helped me this past month, or I don't know how long it's been since we kind of been interacting again. Mm-hmm. But like, you've helped me and Courtney so much. Oh, ever since that first podcast when I came over, when you guys reached out, you and Carrie, like, that was enough. I was like, oh my goodness, these guys are doing it. Wow. You guys are the reason why we're able to do our podcast and keep doing videos. Like, you, I showed you a video and you was like, wow. And I'm like, you like that? Like, because hey, I don't think so. Here's a bad thing about me. Mm-hmm. Like, at times it could be a good thing, but it's a con for sure. I never see the importance of it most of the time. I just kind of get in a groove and I do it. I never see the importance. Yeah. And it's like, other people like, dude, you do that? Or how did this? I'm like, I don't know. And sometimes I'm nonchalant about it. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean to be. And then when I notice it was important, the moment is over. Mm-hmm. And that happens to me a lot. But at the same time, I do that on purpose. I made that decision to do that. So when it backfires on me, like, I don't realize it on time, then it's like, all right, I already made a decision. Because I'm naturally and easily self-centered. Mm-hmm. I just like being with people. I like, you know what I mean? So if I don't want to be the guy that people come up to and I don't want none of the credit. I don't. Mm-hmm. So fleshly, I fight that feeling. Like, I don't want this. Like, I rather, okay, even on the videos I've edited, like, I didn't even put edited by me. I see a lot of people doing that. I probably can do that and promote it and maybe make some hustle money on the side by doing a video. I don't, though.
Yeah.
You know, and Courtney, he'll if he listens to this, he'll probably say something. I'm sure he'll have a lot of work. Because he knows I'm like that. He'll tell me, like, man, I know how you are, so you doing this, Jay. Like, he'll kind of just, like, like, just tell me to do it. Or, like, some, you know, I got pictures on the website that I hate because I got, like, glasses on. Yeah. I don't want to be looked as cool.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I just want to be cool. And when I say, like, I can easily be self-centered, like, I fear that big time. I fear that people are coming to me, thanking me, doing this, da-da-da-da, and saying, I don't want to be filled with my own, you know what I mean, my own accolades. I don't want to have, I don't want the pride of life.
Yeah.
Because then my focus would be off him, Christ. Like, I totally believe I'm able to do all this stuff because of the one that my maker, and I don't want to be so caught up in my own doings that I don't give him, you know, thanks. And I'm just like, yeah, I did this. Me. I don't want to be that arrogant guy. And I fear that.
Yeah, that's kind of,
I fear it bad. Like, that's the one thing that's always on my freaking mind.
Is, like, seeming conceited.
Yeah, and I'm around it because I'm in a place, my job is like, I'm helping build a culture in this. I'm trying my hardest not to say where I'm at.
Yeah.
So if it don't sound right. Okay, let me just make this simple because you spoke about being simple earlier. So I'm in an environment where I know some things, and the things I know will help out these sport programs tremendously. Mm-hmm. They're thanking me because they're starting to see the fruits of their labor. Mm-hmm. And when I say they, it's a lot of kids, a lot of athletes, a lot of coaches. I try to ignore it so I can just keep moving on. I don't want to pat myself on the back. I want to pat myself on the back while I'm walking towards the next thing. Mm-hmm. I don't want to stop. And I don't want to, and I don't even, maybe it's good. I don't know. But I know that conceited, being arrogant, very self-centered, scares the crap out of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know the difference between, like, resting on your laurels, so to speak, and being like, well, I'm the champion, I'm the greatest thing ever, like being really conceited and reflecting on what you've done, acknowledging what you're good at and seeing where you go in the future.
I think I know. And I think that's what scares me, because I can easily be like, oh, I'm the man. Yeah, I did this. Yeah, I see it. I'm the man. I grew up in hip hop, so I hear it all the time. You know what I mean? I grew up in hip hop. I grew up in that. egotistical, macho, but I'm the man.
If you don't use those words,
excuse me,
can you apply a different attitude?
Can you? I think it depends on the intent. That what is your intent? Because I think you cannot use those words and still be the same way as the guy. Yeah, but I think you can be like, you can also say, yeah, you know, be honest and factual about the stuff that you've done. And I try my best. This is why I like integrating, because it's a little easier to throw the intention on Nick Late. Yeah, those are our shirts in the video, and that's the coffee that my buddy Nick Late did. And go check that video out, by the way, guys.
That's the thing.
It's on, it's on the Finish First Brand podcast. I mean, the Finish First Brand on Instagram. And soon to be on Nick Late, escaping the doldrums. But
he stops being lazy.
But it's easy. Like, I like integrating with other brands because it's easier to do that.
Yeah, that's what I think too. And I don't know if it's actual humility or it's just fear. Fear of myself or fear of the unknown future that that might bring. Because here's my take at that is kind of, if you take credit for something, you might get approached and start doing things that you think you're way over your head in. And that's scary. Because if I, just like, man, we were talking about recording you tomorrow. And, you know, Skype versus FaceTime versus all this stuff. And I felt sick. Like, I'm starting to get anxiety again about that, because what if I do a good job? What if I actually get credit for this? What if Josh and Courtney tell people and, you know, I have this, like, the bar gets set high. Now I'm going to have to go there and I'm going to have to keep that bar set high. And I'm just an imposter. I'm just a guy who used to, like, play in punk bands. And yeah, I pulled off a punk recording here or there, but that's it.
Yeah,
like,
but you're more than a punk man.
But you see the mindset. It's kind of like you talk yourself down out of something. And you,
for sure. I've done that, for sure.
Maybe your gifts are going to absolute waste. Not absolute waste, but you're not living your full potential.
Absolutely.
So I don't know the balance between those two. If you see where I'm headed, like... Yeah, I could be like, I have this great podcast and be conceited about it. Or I can
actually, I don't think that's conceited.
Or actually be like, oh, I have the greatest sounding podcast for, you know, listeners under blah, blah, blah amount. Or, you know, something that sounds really cocky and conceited. Or I can just work on my craft, acknowledge that, you know what, I'm better than average. Or I can be better. You know, I might sound better than most people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I don't have this terrible tinny sound or, you know, whatever the case may be. And so maybe it's fake humility distracting from the fear. I think that's the best way I'm going to find those words right now.
Fake
so
humility.
I don't know. I don't know the balance, and I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but I know I don't want to be the wise guy, because no one likes a wise guy.
For sure.
And
those who exalt themselves will be humbled, but the humble will be exalted.
So it's, is humility not overrated, but do we put the wrong emphasis on how to be humble? I think that was the right way to ask that question. I don't know if it makes sense, but I think that was the right way.
I think that's a okay. So, like, when I mentioned, listen, I'll see people go to an award show and, you know, and they'll say, like, I'm humbled, but yeah, I sold X amount of records. I'm the man. You ain't do that. You know, nobody else did that. You know what I mean? Only I did. And I'm humble. I'm like, nah, bro, that's not humble. You full of yourselves.
Yes.
That's not humble. Because now you're shooting others down while you're climbing to the top. Like, we don't never want to do that. You know what I mean? Like, the ones I look up to are ones that are at the top telling other people they can come get up higher than where they are too.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So that's humility. That's Christ. You know what I'm saying?
So inspiration is more humble.
Heck yeah!
Than saying you're humble.
Absolutely, it's influential. You know what I mean? When you're inspiring, and it's someone that might be at a level that you aspire to be, or you just aspire to do something like that person. Now the person that's on top, all y'all can't see me up here. You know what I mean? And, you know, me and Courtney took a little trash to each other, but at the end of the day, it's like, nah, you can do this, bro. Like, he told me you can edit videos. I'm like, man, you sure? You can do it. I'm like, all right. I don't even know the verbiage.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know. I just know the simple, and this is why I said I got convicted earlier too, because you're talking about just keeping things simple when you're explaining your job.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing in like every genre of life. Like, and we're getting off the subject a little bit, but like,
but everything's the subject.
Yeah. Yeah. So editing, I don't know the grand scheme of things, but I'm learning the basics.
Mm-hmm.
The basics gets me by and can keep me around for a long time, if not forever. That's with everything.
Yeah.
The basics, essentials of life, even. Those get me by. I don't need the excess. The excess is just cherry on top.
Yeah,
I can eat on everything else, though. So that's what I mean. And that's humility, in a sense. I can easily, what am I trying to say? I can easily, like I said, man, say what I did and say what other brands are not doing, or people trying to start a t-shirt line, mm-hmm, and stuff like that, or a podcast. I can easily bash them, but you know, we're giving out information for people, because we're figuring this thing out while we give out information. Let me say that.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's being humble. And I don't even want to say I'm the most humble guy,
because that's not very humble to do.
But
you know, I'm humble than more, you know,
people
more
do
than
that.
Anybody. Like,
and at the end of the day, Courtney and I, we have had people, you know what I mean? Wow, that was my stomach. Did you hear that?
Yes.
I wonder if that got on air.
I hope so.
Yeah, I do too. That was a nice little sound bite. Gosh, I lost my train of thought saying that. Oh yeah. So like at the same time too, like Courtney and I have asked about, like, you know, how to start something, and you know, we've had guys that were not humble and would not show us the ropes or, mm-hmm, give us any clues. And you know, we spoke about that in the last time.
Yep.
We were all together.
Yep.
And that come from that. We didn't like how that felt.
Absolutely.
So we're not gonna put that out to other people that are trying to, you know, that need help. Everyone, mm-hmm, needs help. And some people are afraid to ask for help because of they've had some jerk not be humble. They've, mm-hmm, had some jerk try to stunt on them. You know, we say flex or stunt or whatever. You know what I mean? We had some jerk trying to do that. So yeah, man, I don't want to be like that. I guess that's what I'm saying. I don't want to be like that. And that scares me, because I can easily be like that. And to, mm-hmm, me, our brand, we just launched last Thursday.
Yeah.
And I can easily be like, I got my own stuff, my own brand. It's like easy. I fight these feelings like, nah, that ain't the way to be. Because I have to remember what it felt like when someone wasn't trying to help me out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the wife calling too.
Oh.
It's all right.
Well, Josh, we're a little over an hour anyways.
Oh, nice.
You want to wrap this up?
Yeah. Let's just say,
what did we learn today?
Have childlike faith. Don't be such an adult. Life is more than that, than just paying bills. Find purpose. You know, to a believer, be who God is making you into, and evolve. Man, that's such a big word that you said earlier. You know what I mean? Not a big word, but it is for today for me. Like, evolve your thinking. Renew yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't be the person from your environment. Don't be the product of your environment.
Fill your head with the right thoughts.
Grow.
Mm-hmm.
Grow from that, because you can do a lot. You know what I mean? You're more than just going to work, coming home just to pay a bill.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Don't let your talents go to waste.
Go to waste.
Because you don't believe you can have anything from it.
Absolutely. And there is something in the Bible too where there's there was a guy, and there was like three people, and you know, one guy, he had this talent, and he went off. He made X amount of money. And I'm paraphrasing because, mm-hmm, of our time.
I love that.
And then another guy left, and he came back, and he made a little bit more than the last guy. And there was another guy. He didn't do anything with his talents. He just like, nah, I'm good. I'm paraphrasing. Nah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I'll put
this is verbatim in the Bible.
No, it's not. 100%. No, it's not.
No, I'm good. Quote unquote.
No. No, no. And I got my wife texting me. My daughter, she has a fever. So I'll add that scripture because I like to be very on point, even though I'm tripping. And it's 9 at night, so I'm foggy. So, or no, it's 9:30, dude. But yeah, so I'm saying all that though, man. So forgive me for, you know, misquoting that, but you get the gist.
Mm-hmm. So you the know, guy who didn't use his talents.
He's gone. Yeah, he's gone. He ratted away, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And in that sense, you know what I mean? Don't ride away, because you'll ride away. And when I think of riding, I don't think like physically. I think riding into depression, into...
Which is physical.
Yeah, yeah, it can be.
They're all tied together.
Absolutely.
Like you said, the being lethargic when you're just in a funk and, you know, you're at a job that, you know, you just don't feel good at, filling your head with the right things, it can really change the energy of you.
Absolutely, man. So, yeah, just don't waste your time. Don't waste your talents, man. Go find purpose. Sometimes you go talk to somebody on the corner and get them $1 or something. Like,
yes, I need to follow this advice to 100%. Hopefully people don't think we're hypocrites, because this is what I think we're realizing. We're kind of peeking underneath the veil, and it's just a glimpse at it. Mm-hmm. And now we need to like double down on our efforts towards this. At least I do. I'm sorry if I was speaking for you.
No, you're good. I'm actually looking for something too, because it's going to bug me. Yeah, I'm going to read this, man. So this is the parable of the talents. For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Okay? Hold on. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, "Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I've made 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trusty slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in a charge of many more things to enter and enter to the joy of your master." Sorry, I messed it up. But next, and the one with the 2 talents also came forward saying, "Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I've made 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trusty worker. You have made a trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things to come. Enter into the joy of your master." Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward saying, "Master, I knew that you are a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid. And I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours." But his master replied, "You wicked and lazy slave. You knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow, gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with the 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for the worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness."
So, that was a trap, first and foremost.
Yeah.
But I did imagine the dopiest dude stumbling in. "Well, I buried this for you."
I think I was a dopiest dude sometimes.
Me too.
I'm going to keep this, man. I ain't going to do it.
Without a doubt, yes, I have been there, and I might be there now.
Yeah.
But I do like that. And it's kind of like those who have get more. It's the upward spiral.
Yeah, you reap what you sow. Matthew 25:14-30. Yeah, I got to go because my daughter's sick. I got to get some Tylenol. But thank you for having me over to your house, man.
Definitely.
You know, I enjoy these conversations with you.
Even sneak attack recording.
Oh, like yeah. That.
I didn't know.
We got to do something. I don't know what to do with that. I mean, I'm sure put it out, but I don't know when, but we'll talk.
Yeah. So. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I hope everyone have a good night on this late Monday night.
Yes.
9:31. You know, this is us having childlike faith and just putting something out and doing the best we can. So, Josh Collins from the Finished Works Brand Podcast, Milk vs. Solid Food. Follow us on the Finished Works Brand on Instagram. Or you can go to our website, finishworksbrand.com. Check us out. And shout out to Courtney and Carrie.
For sure. Yes. Sorry, Carrie couldn't be here.
Yeah.
It's car shopping, living it up.
Courtney,
but yes.
Courtney's a nap, so.
Yes. And we're gonna do that tomorrow.
Absolutely.
So, yes. Stay tuned for that.
Yes.
Hopefully a overproduced, amazing sounding.
It will.
Finished Work Brand. Hopefully. I'm staying hopeful.
Absolutely.
Stable's very wood, so knocking on it. Yeah, we're on social media, YouTube. I didn't upload the last one. just saying. Long weekend.
Yeah.
And buy some coffee.
Buy some coffee. Escape in the Doldrums. Escape Hatch.
Yep.
Coffee. We are out. Later.
All right. Thanks. Talk to you next week. Bye.